Time to find out what's been doing in the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mate, a bit of junior rugby news to start with.
Yeah, fantastic. We're just about preparing things in regards to the Magnificence, which is the country champs that are coming up everywhere. But we can say to you, great news, in early August, our kids who are going to make it through to play for New South Wales Country will play against the ACT. That hasn't been hammered down, but certainly in early August, we have our traditional game against Sydney in the age groups 14s, 15s, 16s and 17s, and that'll be in Bathurst at Ashwood Oval. So it's 5 years ago that two combatants from Super Rugby on the weekend played in that particular game against each other, and that was Harry Johnson-Holmes and also, of course, Tim Anstey, and they were playing for Sydney and Country, and that was in the under-17s. So it's a great little pathway, it's a great little honour to be able to be selected for that country side.
Having a look at the local seniors, Scone got off to a pretty rough start against the Tamworth Pirates this weekend.
They're going to do a fair bit of rough starting, I think, poor old Scone, but also Pirates, a bunch of 92-year-old guys who know how to win comps and play for Country and play for Central North, and they've got a big game this weekend as they take on the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys, but I was up at Narrabri on Saturday for the game as the Blue Boys took on Western Plains. Plains certainly doing very nicely in regards to one of the big country zones now. They're growing not only in men's but also women's, which is great to see, and also juniors, but they're going to have a bit of fun this weekend, of course. They've got a home game against Walker, so that'll start at 3 o'clock when it comes to the first grade. Seconds, of course, at about 1:30. So get to Scone Rugby Park, support the Billmore Hotel, Scone Brumbies. They've got a Facebook page as well. You can be part of it. Corindai, wow, they've come out of the blocks and just absolutely hammered one of the big sides there in the McGregor Goulet Moray Weebolla Bulls. 35 points to 27, so that's fantastic.
Great win. Yeah, great win.
Take on the Lorenz Gunnedah Red Devils on Saturday as well. So you can find out more through cnau.com.au.
And in the Newcastle Hunter, the Singleton Bulls got off to a poor start out at Maitland, although Maitland, I'm pretty much was set up for that one with the Blacks getting the victory. And also the Musselbrook Heelers started the year with a victory against the Pecolban Reds.
Yeah, no, they'll be very, very happy with that, the Heelers. Of course, the Heelers won't be home until the 15th of May when they take on Cox Hill. So they'll be on the road once again. Of course, Cessnock did a nice job as well. So looking forward to what will be a big, big season of rugby for those guys. It's certainly a interesting time when it comes to the game. Of course, we've got Singleton got a bye this week, but of course, there's major stuff there. We've got Northern Beaches taking on the crew there from university to university. Southern Beaches take on Lake Macquarie. Mirror the Carlton down there at Townsend Oval, which should be a bit of fun with a great big cricket pitch there. They take on Wanderers in what is a massive, massive game. Always a massive day, that one. And also, of course, we've got Maitland on the road to take on the Hamilton Hawks again, looking for 6 premiership in a row, the Hawkers. So it'll be interesting to see how they go with that. As you said, mate, of course, we've got a very, very interesting game there again at Pecolban on the road as they take on Cessnock there at Drain Oval. The Musgrave Heels are going to take on the Singleton Army out there at the Army base, so that'd be great to see. And the other games in the divisional, of course, have the crew there from East taking on Cooks Hill. And the Griffins kick off their season against Waratahs. So all those games are at 3 o'clock.
Mates, in the Super Rugby, it's round 10. The Waratahs still searching for a victory after a heartbreaker against the Force over the weekend.
What do you say? It's just one of those things where you're going to learn. You get your licks, you cop it sweet.
Yeah.
Of course, we've got people coming back in, so that's good to see. But we're going to have to wait until the Japanese comp finishes. So, yeah, of course, there's Friday night on Stan. We've got the Snowdrop and Queensland Reds taking on the Western Force. That'll be over in Perth. It'll be a very interesting game because the Force need to win to get into the semis. And, of course, at Western Sydney Stadium on Saturday night at 7:30, we've got the Waratahs taking on the Melbourne Rebels.
And just really quickly, are there a couple of Pacific clubs going to be a part of Super Rugby next year?
Fantastic. I am a Pacific and also, of course, the Fijian Drua. In a perfect world, we'd have a 12-week comp, but in a perfect world also, we'd love to see the Fijian Drua be part of our Harvey Norman Super Rugby competition.
Yeah.
For the first maybe 10 weeks, get their eye in, and then we get into a 12-week experience where all 12 teams play each other. But, of course, we've seen plenty of upsets in New Zealand with the Canterbury Crusaders going down as well, which is really interesting to see. Also interesting to see, Bear, after 25 years, the Rainbow Cup is going to be up and running, which is a merger of the Pro 14, which involves Leinster and Munster and all those teams, South African teams. So the weirdness of this year is we've had a Curry Cup final in January, but the South Africans have finally got themselves a time zone they'll enjoy. And I think, as we've talked about before, mate, it's for the greater good of the game that South Africa will find themselves a competition.
Yeah, no, that's fair and reasonable. And also, they won't have as much tough opposition like they do against the Aussie and the Kiwi teams. Weeksy, as always, thank you very much for that. We will talk some more rugby next week.
No worries. Thanks for your time, Bear, and thanks, everybody, for your support. on 91 2NM and 2NM.com.au.